Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. How about you introduce yourself?
Hi, I am Broly Martinez, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
And what game have you made?
I have made Take Me Home for iPhone and iPad.
Okay, how do you spell that exactly?
Take Me Home.
Oh, Take Me Home. Okay. And
I'm Spanish, sorry.
no, that's fine. We interviewed from all over the world. What inspired you to make a game for the iPhone?
To make a game for iPhone was one of my dreams because I love video games since I was a kid. And when I find the correct tool to make the game, that was Corona, I see that I can do the game. So this was the first motivation to create my first game, my
Yeah.
own game for an
Well,
iPhone.
how did you find Corona to actually be able to make the game?
In Google Ads,
Oh,
just
okay.
I have seen one ad that say code less, play more, and I was wondering what code less, play more, and after that I download Corona, I start testing the SDK, and the February 11 I was started the development of Take Me Home.
Okay, February 11th. So, what's the game about?
The game is about a small and mischief Martian called Nilo that was traveling through the space, and his ship is falling to the earth. So you need to help Nilo arrive to home across four different journeys. The day journey and the night journey occurs in the earth, and you need to move Nilo from one bubble to another because Nilo can't breathe in the earth. And the third journey is in the space, in the Nilo's spaceship, and you need to like in space there is no gravity, so you need to move the phone using the accelerometer to control Nilo. And the last journey is in the Nilo's planet, and you can move everything, the ground, the platforms, absolutely everything.
Okay, so they're physics puzzles to get.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And did you develop this alone, or did you develop it with anyone else?
Completely alone. I have made all the graphics, the sound, the gameplay, the level design, the website, absolutely all.
And so how long did it take after you started the game to finally get it all polished up and ready to go?
Sorry, can you repeat
Sure.
the question?
Sure. How long did it take to finish up the game?
Okay, 10 months.
10 months. And
Yes.
is iPhone popular in Spain? Or is it Android
Yes.
now?
No, iPhone is really popular in Spain. Android is starting to get some attention now, thanks to phones like the Galaxy S2, but iPhone is the most wanted phone in Spain.
Well, it's the most wanted phone, but most people can afford Android phones, right? I mean, iPhone is still pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yes. Here, the iPhone is pretty expensive, and after the launch of the iPhone 4S, almost in Spain, all the companies are selling the iPhone 4, not the 4S, the iPhone 4, just a few euros less than the iPhone 4S. So even the iPhone 4 is really expensive here.
Okay. So doesn't that mean that most people are going to get an Android phone in Spain, or?
Yes, in Spain, in fact, all the people that sees the price of the iPhone 4S and the iPhone 4, and after that sees the price of the Samsung Galaxy S2, it says, okay, the Samsung Galaxy S2, it's pretty well too, so I will buy this, and all the people is buying the Galaxy S2.
And so for you then, did you think that maybe it's better to focus on Android versus iPhone, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, in my experience, I have not launched a game for Android, but I know people that have his game in Android and in iPhone. And the reality, almost in Spain, is that you can win money in iPhone, but you cannot win money in Android, because in Android it's really easy to download an app and install the app in the device. For iPhone, you need to jailbreak.
Yeah. And for, you know, so for your game, did you decide to release it for free, or do you have in-app purchases, or is it a paid app?
I am following the leader.
Yeah.
For me, the leader is Angry Birds. And I think that I will follow exactly the same strategy. So the game will be paid in iPhone. But in Android, I think that I will support the game with ads.
Gotcha.
Will be free, but with ads.
And what's the price then on iPhone? Is it 99 cents like Angry Birds?
99.
Or? Gotcha.
Yes, 99.
And so you've released it already. Have you received any sales yet? Or?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, yeah, sure. You released the game on iPhone now. Have you received any sales yet?
Any?
Oh.
Sales. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, the sales are very poor. Why?
That's fine.
Why? Just because I have launched the game really near to Christmas, and now it's really difficult to get noticed in the review sites, in blogs, in all the media, because I am in competition with Trilingo and all these big companies that have big amount of money to get advertised and review in all the blogs and websites. So I need to wait a bit to improve the game and to keep working in public relations and working in the marketing too.
Yeah, so for marketing, did you translate it into multiple languages? Is it both in English and Spanish, or what's...
I have the game in English and Spanish, and I think that in January I will have the game in French.
Okay.
And I intend to translate the game also in German, but all this translation needs money. So I am waiting for win money with the game to get the game translated to another languages.
Okay, and so what else are you going to do for marketing? Because I think that, like you said, that is a huge challenge for small developers, is to get a lot of exposure.
Uh-huh. It's really difficult because I am completely new, and no one knows Toka Toka Games, or no one knows Take Me Home.
Yeah.
Like, so it's really difficult because the first time you knock in a door, they say, "Okay, I don't know who you are,"
yeah.
And I have here 2,000 games from Trilingo that needs some expectation. So okay, I will wait for the review. There's no problem.
Okay. And well, so you're still going to submit for reviews, but are you going to, well, what if you just gave away the game for free on iPhone? What do you think of that? And put ads in it?
Can you repeat, please?
Sure. What if you change the pricing to free on iPhone?
Ah, okay. Yes.
Have you thought about that?
I am thinking in some strategies to follow. The first strategy is to launch a free version of the game. But not a free version as usual. Usually, the free versions have exactly the same levels of the paid version, but less levels.
Okay.
But I will do something different. I will do a free version of Take Me Home that is the history of Nilo before start the journey to the Earth.
Gotcha.
Okay, so there will be a complete journey with his 24 levels. It's a completely new game with his own music, own graphics, and own history.
And how long will it take to finish that version of the game then?
I think that 1 month.
Okay.
1 month. Even I hope that less, but yeah. I am now realistic with the development times. And I think that 1 month.
Did you also post a video on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have a video trailer on YouTube.
And when's the Android version going to come out then?
I hope that in 1-2 months I will have not only the Android version, just the Amazon Kindle version too, and the Nook Color version too.
Oh, okay. And is Kindle even big in Spain? Or is that even promoted in Spain? I don't know. I know Nook is only in the US, right?
Yes, the problem here is that the Amazon App Store is available only in the United States.
Oh,
So
wow. Okay.
there is no matter if the Kindle is or not here in Spain. And Amazon in Spain has opened his website just 1 month ago.
Oh, wow.
So
Okay.
it's starting to work. Always, of course, sorry. All the people here knows Amazon, but in Spanish, Amazon is available only 1 month ago. So there is so much time to wait in order to have the Kindle here in Spain and to be popular here.
Okay. And you said that the App Store is only available in the US. Do you know why that is? Like,
What?
why is the Amazon App Store only available in the US? I'm just
Ah,
surprised it's
no.
not.
I don't know why it's
Okay.
only available here. I think that is for testing purposes to
Gotcha.
test what works and what not. And when they have really find the store, they will launch in worldwide.
So Spain, isn't well known for game development. Do you meet any other game developers around your area that you can talk to kind of stay focused on mobile stuff or?
Yes, I have just met. Just now, one developer from Spain, and Spain is starting to have more and more small companies than mine that launch small games for iPhone because it's relatively easy to make a game for iPhone in comparison with made a game for PlayStation 3 or
Oh, yeah.
Xbox or. It's more easy. So more and more companies are starting to develop their games here in Spain.
And then for the listeners out there, for the small game developers who want to develop their own game, what suggestions do you have? For people who are starting and doing it alone and stuff like that?
Well, the first suggestion is please don't think that you will spend less time in development. The first mistake that I have made is to think that I will spend 1 month or 2 months in develop Take Me Home, and it takes me 10 months. So this is the first mistake that I have to take. And the second suggestion, it will be don't in if you can, don't go alone. Go with a company, with a marketing company like Chilingo or a smaller one, but don't go alone because marketing is a war, and this war is win. This war is winning by the people that have more money in his pocket, I think.
Okay. And any other suggestions? Any other last suggestions then?
The other suggestion, it will be maybe make a different game, make an original game, and it will be a time question to have success if you have a good game. So there's the marketing helps at the beginning of the game, but if you don't have a good game, no worry about the marketing because sales don't grow up. So do an original game, and the rest is only a time question.
Well, you said go with a company too, or are you going to look for a partner or something else to help promote or build the
Yes,
next game?
yes. For the next game, I will look for FDG Entertainment, that are the people that was launched Cover Orange, or with Tilingo. The only problem to don't go with Tilingo, almost for me, is that I am using Corona. And one of the first requirement of Tilingo is that you need to make your game compatible with his social network, game
Okay.
social network that is called Crystal.
Okay.
And Corona is not compatible with Crystal, so this is a big problem here because I cannot launch my game with Chilingo because of this. But other companies like FDG, I think that there is not this problem, or NG Moco, and there are big ones too. So I will knock the doors of FDG and knock the doors of NG Moco for my upcoming game.
What about developer, like partner, like a kind of a development partner? It's just not even a marketing partner, but someone to work with you while you're programming your game or something else like that.
Well, it's a challenge, because when you have your own way to work and your own way to do the things, it's difficult to be compatible with another people in order to start a development. And it's more difficult because the developers here are not in the same place. So I live in Granada and another live in Madrid or Barcelona, and we need to be in contact constantly in order to do a good teamwork. But I will see what kind of associations with another developers I can do for my next game. So if I am good in graphics and another developer is good in multiplayer games, for example, well, we can join us and take the best that we can do for the parts of the game and make a better game than you can do if you are alone. So I will study this possibility for my next games.
Have you started then looking into what other types of games you're going to do? I know you talked about doing a free version for this game, but have you looked into any other types of games you're going to do next?
Yes, I'm looking for games that have the in-app purchase option inside the game. So, but there is difficult because you cannot insert, for example, for this option, you cannot insert the in-app purchase in any kind of game. You need to introduce this option in games that are designed for this. For example, the tap games that you can download single songs to play the songs. Well, I need to think before and in this strategy to insert this feature. But yes, I'm looking for new ways to monetize the game.
Okay. And where can listeners then check out your game or download your game and play it?
Where?
Yeah.
In the App Store.
Okay. Well, yeah. And what should they do? What should they type into to find it?
Sorry, can you repeat? I can't listen to
you. What should they type in to find your game?
What should take me home?
So take me home. And do you have a website?
Yes, tocatoca.es.
Okay, how do you spell that exactly?
Yeah. tocatoca.es.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Toca is the translation of touch in English. Okay. Toca is in Spanish.
Great. Cool. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you too, for the review.
Great. Take care.
Okay. Goodbye.